720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline studio, high atop Chicago, a gloomy Chicago. Oftentimes, Ashley and I talk about the weather, unseasonably warm, how nice it is, and to get out there and enjoy it. You should still get out there, enjoy it, but it is a little bit cooler. I mean, we're definitely into fall. You're seeing a lot of Halloween decorations, and it's the time for it. You got to love it, though, right? If you're from the Midwest, it's one of the great things about it, the change of seasons, and we are well into it, but still a lot of great opportunities to get out there and enjoy some of those outdoor events, some fall things, some hay rides, right? And get out and do some family road trips as well. On our show today, and a great game for the Wildcats, and big thanks to Dave Ennett for a great call as well. We've got kind of a condensed show. We're going to try to get absolutely everything in, so stay tuned for that, and especially guests as well. Coming up, we are going to have NHRA drag racing champion, of course, the founder of the Breaks program, Doug Herbert, is going to be joining us to talk about some things happening, some opportunities to get some safe driving education and some free opportunities to become a better driver for those teens happening at Chicagoland Speedway. So stay tuned for that. We're going to talk to him in just a second. Also, Greg Alonzo, you know him. He is our friend from Speakeasy Customs. Shorty Rossi from Pit Boss on the Animal Planet show is going to be doing an event over there at Speakeasy in Bedford Park, home of the great big giant water supply. He's going to be bringing his car over there and doing an event to raise some awareness, not only about cars, cool cars, and the television show, but also pets and dogs and some of the efforts that he's working on with his Freedom Tour. So stay tuned for that. Shannon Spake, you know her from FS1, Race Hub, NASCAR on Fox. Of course, she does NFL on Fox. It was in the sidelines. And people may not know this, of course, she's on, you know, national TV and a bunch of different broadcasting kind of incarnations, and she was here last week on the sidelines. We were preempted because of so much sports going on, but she was here for the Bears versus the Buccaneers, a pivotal game. We're going to get her thoughts. Excited to talk to Shannon a little bit later on as well. And then Max Garone, Mexico in a Bottle, people taking that road trip, and we've talked with Lou Bank about going to Mexico in the world of mezcal and all the things that he does. Well, it's all coming back here, Chicago. The world is converging for Mexico in a Bottle. We'll talk with Max before the end of the program. Right now, though, we've got him on the line. Excited to have him, and he's calling happy birthday number one is what we're going to be saying when we get a chance to connect with him. He is a 10-time NHRA National Event Champion. He's a 20-time IHRA Event Champion, 4 Top Fuel World Championships, and it's the one and only Doug Herbert. He is the founder of the Breaks program that is front and center here at Chicagoland Speedway. Doug, welcome to WGN.
Oh, Dean, thanks for having me on and letting us talk a little bit about our life-saving program that we have going on out there at the Speedway this weekend.
Yeah, well, first off, happy birthday to you. You are calling us. It's an international program today from Mexico, right, where you guys are celebrating. And your wife is celebrating your birthday. So congratulations on, another
Thank
year.
You.
Not only for, you know, for a great career, but also a great program. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up that, you know, a lot of times the inspiration for these programs isn't necessarily something that is necessarily positive. It's people that take a tragedy, a personal tragedy, and they turn it into something that is not only positive, you know, for themselves, but saving lives around the country. And you're doing that with Breaks.
Well, that's right. I mean, probably some of your drag racing fan listeners would remember back in 2008, my two teenage boys were killed in a car crash. And at that time, I didn't understand, I didn't know, no one had ever told me that car crashes were the number one thing that kills teenagers. And so I made a decision that I was going to try and make a difference with that. So we started this program. It's a charity program called Breaks. And my kids' friends came up with that name, that acronym, Be Responsible and Keep Everyone Safe, for Breaks. And that's what we've been trying to do. So since 2008, we've trained about 35,000 teenagers all around the country. This weekend, we're actually out there at Chicagoland Speedway, Route 66 Dragway, which is a neat place. I've loved racing there and been fortunate enough to win races there. But we're going to have fun, and our competition's a little bit different this week, and we're teaching teenagers and their parents about how to be safe behind the wheel of a car and, you know, about the responsibility it takes to go, you know, driving down the highway. And, like I said, I didn't know that car crashes are the number one thing that kills teenagers. More in 2008, it was more than the next four things put together, and things have changed a little bit, but it's still the number one thing. And I'm just trying to change that.
Well, you think about it, Doug, that nowadays, especially with, you know, the distracted driving, you've got, you know, people are texting, they've got their phones, and there's so many other things kind of stealing the attention away from the 10 and 2 and the road for teens driving as well. And you think about this, you know, as a career as a drag racer, you think it's one of the most dangerous things to do, but that is a big part of what it is that you guys do on the track. Is, I mean, safety is a huge part of it, right? Because it is so dangerous over 300 miles an hour. When you think about driver's ed and all the things that you kind of learn if you've got a driver's ed program, I think a lot of the schools don't even have them anymore. Talk about brakes, the kind of things that they're going to learn that either goes above and beyond the things that they may learn, you know, in school or in a program like that, the kind of things that you've built into this program that helps keep kids safe.
Well, Dane, yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, the driver's ed programs that we have around the country are, you know, they're basically okay. But the goal for those programs is to get kids on the street, you know, to get them out there behind the wheel and driving. It's not necessarily to give them skills that's going to save their life. You know, the departments of transportation and all these different things, they want the kids to get on the road and get the experience on the road. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but guess what? We're on the road out there driving with them, and they're very inexperienced. And, you know, that's really what causes a lot of the crashes. And then, you know, I have people ask me all the time, okay, well, if you drive that dragster 330 mile an hour, how does that help you with teaching teenagers about being safe? And that's actually a really easy one, because that car's made to go 300 miles an hour, and I'm driving on a track that's, you know, set up for cars to go 300 miles an hour. We've got a incredible amount of safety equipment at the track and, of course, things that I'm wearing. It's kind of a, you know, it's a risk, but it's a very well thought out engineered thing. Where you're driving down the road and, you know, you're driving too fast or doing something dumb, that's just not a very smart thing to do. And that's the really one of the points that we're trying to get across at Brakes. You know, the fact is, like, my son John was driving the car. He was driving fast. He was being reckless. He wasn't being careful. My son James was riding along in the car with him, and he was doing nothing wrong. Okay. Absolutely nothing wrong. So if you think about that, and I think about back in my life, how many times have I ridden with somebody in the car when I was uncomfortable? Oh, my gosh, that was quite a few times. And probably everybody has that same experience. Why didn't we say, hey, you know what? I don't like how you're driving. Let me out of the car. That would be a really good thing to do. And that's kind of, you know, that's one of the small things that we're talking about making good decisions. And, you know, in addition to teaching skills, obviously, but making good decisions. I mean, you know, getting out of a car. Somebody's driving like a knucklehead. Knucklehead friends are fun, and I've got knucklehead friends. I was a knucklehead, as far as that goes. But at the end of the day, you know, we want these teenagers to get home to their parents. They've got a family. They've got a whole life in front of them, and we don't want to see, you know, we don't want to see that ended short.
And sometimes even just empowering them with the ability to have that suggestion that, yeah, you can say, hey, I've got to get out of the car. I've got to change something here. I see something I don't like, and this is kind of part of the thought process, whether it's driving a car, whether it's riding a car. So we've got some opportunities here. It's happening at Chicagoland Speedway. Register at putonthebrakes.org. Register at putonthebrakes.org, and you can go ahead and sign up. I'm pretty sure you could probably maybe still sign up for tomorrow. I know that it's free. There's a deposit, and you have the parents participate, but if you could run through quick, Doug, you know, that process for people to sign up and get out there and get in on it.
Yeah, well, generally we require people to send a deposit, and that secures their spot, but obviously this late in the game, that's not a big deal. If there's any of your listeners are interested in bringing their teenager and coming out, please get in the car, come out there to Chicagoland Speedway in the morning. I would suggest getting there for the morning class around 7:30, or if you want to come a little bit later and get in the afternoon class, you probably need to get there about 12:30. The classes are only 4 hours long, but we get an incredible amount of information in those classes. The instructors that we have are who I would want to teach my teenagers, and that's who we have there to do the teaching. They do really cool things like teach the Secret Service guys defensive driving. The guys that drive the president around, they work with Highway Patrol. They do stunts in movies. Like, the instructors that we have are absolutely incredible, and I'm just amazed at the crew that we have. And anyone that comes out, they are going to learn a tremendous amount, whether it's the parents or the teens. They're both going to come out. They're going to learn a lot. And hopefully my goal is, and everyone's goal at Brakes, is that we're going to be able to teach them something that will save their life.
Well, bless you, Doug, for doing it. Doug Herbert, letting people know we're talking with drag racing champion Doug Herbert, of course, the founder for the Breaks program. And before we let you go, give information how people can follow your adventures. I know that you're pretty active on social media. Of course, they can enjoy The Straight Line, which is your show on MR and your radio show. But before we let you go, talk about how people can hear you in other ways.
Yeah, so on Twitter, Put on the Breaks is our handle. My Twitter, Facebook, and all that is just my name, Doug Herbert, D-O-U-G-H-E-R-B-E-R-T. And love to have anyone follow along with us. You know, I try to throw some fun things out there and get not only adults but teenagers to listen to what we're talking about and really take it to heart. And hopefully, you know, something that we're teaching them will help them at some point or another.
Well, Doug, thanks so much for what you're doing. Bless you for starting the program. Appreciate you jumping on the air with us today. Get back and enjoy the rest of your birthday there in Mexico. Got to tell you, the weather is much nicer there than it is here in Chicago. So we'll talk. Thanks, Doug, and we'll talk to you soon.
Dane, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Anybody, again, anyone interested, please go to putonthebreaks.org and learn about what's going on and get out there to the Chicagoland Speedway this weekend.
Thanks, Doug. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. It is 3:24 right now. We're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk with Greg Alonzo from Speakeasy Customs about Shorty's Freedom Tour coming up, so keep it here. It's On the Road with Dane, 720 WGN.
Hey, this is Guy Goody from Diners, Drivers, and Dives, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN. Put your seatbelt on. We're on the road.
720 WGN on the road live here in the Allstate Skyline studio. Just want to remind people the last segment was sponsored by Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace, and on the line with us, this is one of those events that we're excited about. We've talked about some good things happening in some good places, and on the line with us, we've got Greg Alonzo from our favorite shop out there on the custom side for the cars. It's Greg Alonzo from Speakeasy Customs. Greg, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane. Thanks for having me again.
All right, we don't have a ton of time because, you know, Northwestern went a little bit long, but I wanted to get this in. We've got Shorty's Freedom Tour coming up. It's all going to happen right here in the Chicagoland area. It's going to happen at Speakeasy.
Yes, it is. This Wednesday, 10:10, starting at 5 o'clock, going to at least 10 o'clock. We might be out there a little later. We're having a car show / adoption event in Shorty's honor, and he's going to be our guest host there for the evening. So it's really exciting for us. We've got a lot of great raffle prizes out there. Our raffle's growing every day. I'm actually out with my wife right now running around picking up some more of the prizes for Wednesday. We got tickets for the Shedd Aquarium. We got restaurant gift certificates from Chuck's, Portillo's, Lil Malnati's. We got some art pieces, one-of-a-kind art pieces from local artists. And we got a lot of other stuff going on. Food trucks for people and for pups as well. We got a dog food truck that's going to be there selling treats. And even a live mural painting. I have a graffiti artist who's going to be doing a live mural painting inside the shop, and even a pinstriping demonstration. My painter and co-owner Mondo is going to be doing some pinstriping during the show as well.
So it's coming up Wednesday, October 10th. That is this upcoming Wednesday.
Sir.
It's at 5235 West 65th Street in Bedford Park. We're going to have all that up at WGNRadio.com. And Shorty's not going to be alone. He's going to have his dog Aries with him, talking about the importance for fighting for animal rights, pitfalls and prevention, how to help existing breed-specific legislation in cities and towns. Yeah. And he's going to have his 37 Chevy Master with him as well. So he's going to have his
Which we hope. Yeah, we hope. Actually, I heard he has some transmission problems. The car might not make it, but Shorty's definitely going to be here.
We're
crossing our fingers, hoping he can still be there. The car can still be there. He said he's working on it, and he might be able to catch up to the car somewhere between where he's at in Chicago. So we really hope that he can make the car as well. And another thing is all the benefits, all the money and proceeds are going to be benefiting Crisp Rescue. Their Crisp is a rescue that sits outside of CACC and tries to prevent people from even bringing their animals into the facility to begin with. They try to help them with funding if they need funding for food or for vet bills or medical bills. And they try to find them a good home if they have to still relinquish them rather than having them going into the shelter. They're an amazing rescue, and we're hoping to raise a few $1,000 for them this Wednesday.
And we're going to have some links up for them as well. Shorty's Freedom Tour happening at Speakeasy. And thanks, Greg. Thanks for all you're doing, even on not only for the great car side, but also on the humanitarian side and certainly for the
animals. Thank you very much.
Thanks for jumping on the show today.
All right. Thank you very much, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and then send it to news. It's On the Road with Dane, 720 WGN.
We are the best shuffling crew. Shuffling on down. Doing it for you. We're so bad. We know we're good. Blowing your mind like a new game.
All right. 720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Skyline studio on what is it's football weather, and excited to have with us on the line. You know her from her great work on NASCAR on Fox, certainly all the stuff that she does on FS1 with Race Hub and with the NFL on Fox as well. She is doing so many different things. It is Shannon Spake, and now we have talked a little bit about this possibility of you getting to be on the sidelines for the Bears game. I had said that, you know, it can be a lot of fun, certainly a lot of history. It's great to be back here in Chicago, but sometimes what happens on the field with the Bears can become somewhat disappointing. But instead, like, you were in on one of the best Bears games in recent memory, maybe one of the pivotal ones in this team's history. The Bears are good.
It was such a shot in the arm for you guys and for, you know, for Mitchell Trubisky and for Coach Nagy, who kept on saying that things were going to come together. I promise things are going to come together. And we did see it come together this past weekend. And Khalil Mack, let me tell you, we get to see a lot of players who are talked about in terms of their effectiveness and their game-changing ability. But he, based on everything that I heard and based what I saw when the cameras weren't on, he's not only a game-changer, he's a culture-changing kind of player. And he is a force to be reckoned with.
All of the kind of feedback that's happened, certainly so many accolades throughout the league and an all-pro and, you know, and one of those kind of top five players, people have said in general, but he's one of those guys. And Channing, you see him so up close, the speed of the game and all that kind of stuff, but he's kind of another level, right? They say that you can't believe, you know, how he moves in person, seeing him, you know, right up close.
Yes. And we always say that you can, I mean, really, really good players don't just play the way that they play. They practice the way that they play. And earlier this season, we saw Larry Fitzgerald in practice, diving for balls in the game. Khalil Mack, he was, if not the first, one of the very first players to come out onto that field, I would say 2.5 to 2:45 before kickoff even happened. He was one of the first guys out there kind of taking it in, stretching, doing what he needed to do. And I think that says a lot about a player. It says a lot about a player when you see them not only playing hard, but really setting the tone for everybody else. And that's what he certainly does.
And a lot of our listeners, and of course, you know, your fans as well, you know, they know you from a bunch of different kind of areas in the sports broadcasting world. How do you deal with that? You know, when you get into a situation where, you know, it is one of your favorite teams, you've got to be, you know, obviously you're there to broadcast certain situations, share what's happening on the field and on the sidelines, and you have to at least, you know, appear to be objective. But when it is one of your longtime favorite teams, how do you hold it back?
Well, I'll get this straight. I mean, the 1980s was when I was a Bears fan. So it was more of the historic aspect of being down there at Soldier Field. I really, honestly, I went from being a Bears fan when I was younger. I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, so I spent a lot of time also really cheering for the Miami Dolphins. But to be completely honest with you, I am so impartial when it comes to NFL teams now. It's almost like, I don't know, I kind of use the analogy like when you see the hot dogs, how they're made, you don't really kind of eat the hot dogs, I guess. I don't know if I don't have time to be a fan. Maybe my heart's been broken so many times that I've just kind of gone like, I'm just going to enjoy the fact that I'm not a fan and I can watch a really, really good game and appreciate it. For me, just being at Soldier Field, though, just the historical aspect of it, knowing which players play down there, there are very few stadiums in the NFL nowadays that you walk into and you see grandfathers taking pictures with grandsons because you know how historical and how much history is in the walls of that stadium. And maybe a grandfather says, hey, I sat right there with my grandfather when I was a little boy. And that's what I felt when I went to Soldier Field. So I don't know if it was so much as being a fan or it's just taking in the history and really knowing what that place is and what it means to the city of Chicago.
I liked how you kind of paid the history forward a little bit, too, when you think about some of the history. When it comes to the history of winning for the Bears, it goes, you know, back to the 85 Bears Super Bowl shelf for the one up, one down, Al Robinson. Robinson, you kind of put him through his paces, right? You're like, hey, you know, this is a song. I'll tell you right now, and I know all the listeners listening right now, you know, I'm guessing, you know, once you get to a certain age, almost everybody knows that thing word for word. So did you feel, make him feel at least, that he was obligated to kind of learn that song at some point?
I thought so. I thought at least, I mean, maybe isn't that what they, you know, maybe like as the contract is handed over, there should also be the lyrics to the Super Bowl Shuffle. It's like, hey, you know, learn the playbook and learn these words, at least the chorus, I guess, right?
So you think about this, and we are, the Cubs unfortunately lost, and so now we are kind of full into Blackhawks season. You know, Northwestern is doing well, and certainly the Bears, and we'll follow your action on the NFL as well. But a lot of our fans obviously know you from some of the great work that you do with NASCAR. And what were your thoughts on that a couple weeks ago, even before? Maybe it was like 2 weeks out from the Roval race at Charlotte, and had DW on, and that's really all he could think about. It had really kind of taken everybody's mind, thrown it for a loop, and everybody was kind of wondering if, from all aspects of the driving community, some of those steady top drivers to everybody down the line, everyone was kind of confused as to how it would work. Did you get a chance to check out that race, and kind of what were your thoughts as how it went?
Yeah, we've been talking about it all week on NASCAR Race Hub. I think it went pretty much how people thought it would be. It was going to be crazy. It was going to mix things up. It was going to be unpredictable, and it was going to be awesome. And I think we got all of that. It's one of those things no one knew what to expect because it was brand new. And no one knew what to expect because, quite frankly, whenever anyone went out there to practice for this race, people were wrecking. People were hitting the walls. And so we just kind of assumed that there was going to be a lot of chaos. Plus, you throw into it the fact that it was a cutoff race for the next round of the playoffs, which is, you know, in the NASCAR world, it's 10 races, and we reduce by four drivers every three races. And this was the very first cutoff race that reduced the drivers that were competing for a championship from 16 to 12. It's a really big deal, and that's exactly what it did. I mean, Jimmy Johnson, who's a seven-time champion, he tied, a three-way tie, to make it into the next round of the playoffs. And based on a tiebreaker, which is previous finishes in this round of 16, he did not advance. I mean, a tie. So if he would have finished one space ahead, which was a crazy ending between, you know, Jimmy and Martin Truex Jr., our current champion, our reigning champion, and of course, Ryan Blaney, who won the race. So I think it lived up to all the expectations.
As we kind of head towards Homestead, you know, and last year's finish was really exciting the way that it kind of ended up. Martin Truex, of course, kind of entering into that realm of bona fide, not only a star in racing, but also, you know, a champion, right? But you look at those team photos, those top 10 guys, there's so many of them that have been there before. Do you have any kind of gut feeling how things are going to shake up as we get closer?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had the big three all season, which is Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Martin Truex Jr. And right now, I think, personally, Kyle Busch is operating at such an elite level, not just as the driver, but the entire crew and his ability. He's had so many issues over the past couple of weeks in terms of having to fall back in the field and make his way back up. And we have seen just pure speed, pure talent. So I think Kyle is going to be very, very tough to beat. I also think Kevin is going to be tough to beat. He's been operating at such a high level from the very, very first race of the season.
Yeah, those guys are good. I mean, when we talk about another level with Khalil Mack, you know, there's those few drivers there. And you mentioned, you know, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch. They are at another level. You know, when they don't finish really, really well, it's because something kind of unforeseen went wrong. They're always so good, so confident. And I think the fans appreciate that as well. When you think about this stuff, I don't know where you get the extra time because, you know, you're training for the Ironman. We've talked before how, you find time to get to a Taylor Swift concert. And then also on this show, we talk about family road trips all the time, and I know recently we had Child Passenger Safety Week. It's the kind of thing that, you know, you take a little bit of time during a week to raise awareness, but it's the kind of thing you should be focusing on all year long. And so I know you've got some thoughts on that, you know, as far as like taking the kids, get them. I know our listeners think about it on the road trip side, but as far as car seats, right, you got to change them out.
Yeah, I was very fortunate enough to team up with SafeKids.org, CarStar, and Evenflow for Child Passenger Safety Week. And, you know, this was something that was slightly foreign to me. I have twin boys, but never really understood the impact of having to change car seats. I mean, if you get in a car accident and you have to take your car to the shop, the fact that you could have damage that you can't see to your car seat, it's scary. It's such an easy fix, right? Insurance companies oftentimes will cover the cost of replacements of car seats. And this is not something you normally will just be able to visually see. And my most precious commodities, my biggest prizes are those two boys, my two children. And if there's something that happens to them because of something that I did not do, it would be devastating.
You know, we've got kids that are, we've got an 11-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 7-year-old. And I'm not sure, maybe you'll know this, and certainly we'll look it up. And if listeners, 312-981-7200, they can call in as well. Is, like, at what ages, I know there's things that are recommended, how long are kids supposed to be in car seats? Our 7-year-old, she's 7, but she's tiny, right? Is there, like, a set kind of parameter on when kids should be in those seats?
Yeah, I would recommend, we travel a lot with our children, so we will read the rules in each state in terms of booster chairs, because our kids are almost 9 years old now. So we'll read the, because every state kind of varies. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they can not only tell you how to put your car seats in properly, because gosh, we all know that those things can be like a big, huge puzzle trying to figure out, but they also will let you know the parameters and the rules in terms of height and weight and age for booster chairs. And rear-facing chairs, and of course, the front-facing car seats. SafeKids.org is also a great place to go to find out all the information that you need. So it's all there on the internet, but specifics, it is specific to each state, so definitely take a look. Don't guess is my biggest thing. Don't guess, because, again, these are your children, and certainly we want to do everything we can to keep them safe.
Yeah, we're going to have a link to SafeKids.org up at WGNRadio.com. And last thing, and because your talents, you know, you're in so demand on the broadcasting side, you're doing, you know, going from sport to sport, to studio, to all that kind of stuff. When do you find time to train for the Ironman? Did you find yourself, were you taking some laps around Soldier Field? Did you jump into Lake Michigan, maybe swim a little bit?
I forgot to bring my wetsuit, or else I probably would have, because I know there is a group of people who swim, open water swim, I think on Saturday mornings out in Lake Michigan. And so I would have liked to have joined them. I did get a run in down by the water, which is one of my favorite places in the country to run. And as far as getting the training in, mommy was up at 4 a.m. this morning getting her bike ride in. So that's kind of how it has to work. We have to get up very, very early to make sure you can fit it in before the little guys get moving.
Yeah, I know our listeners enjoy it. As you get into that process, you kind of share so much on social media as you get ready for, for those great races. So let the listeners know, your social media-wise, how they can follow all your adventures. And, of course, they can see Race Hub. And then, of course, on the sidelines, I think you'll be, is it in Detroit this week?
Yeah, Detroit, Green Bay at Detroit, which is going to be exciting. I actually covered this game last year. It was a little later in the season. I covered the second meeting of the teams, and Aaron Rodgers was out, and there were some injuries throughout. So I am excited to kind of see these two guys in action. This will be the first time that I do get to see Aaron Rodgers play in a live game, which is always exciting to watch him operate. But yeah, that's where we'll be this weekend for Fox Sports in Detroit for the Green Bay Packers Detroit Lions game. And then on social media, Shannon Spake on both Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, I'm always posting stuff about my Ironman adventures and getting ready for my first full Ironman, which will be the weekend of November 3rd down in Florida. So I'm super excited not only to get it over with, but to just to get through it and to be a part of the whole experience.
Well, we love what you do, and I know one of our previous guests earlier was so excited we were going to talk to you because of the Cars 3, you know, because of all that stuff. So,
yeah.
Shannon, good luck with everything. Good luck in the game tomorrow, and stay in touch with us, and thanks for jumping on WGN today.
I will, absolutely.
Hey, this is Alexander Rossi, Indy 500 champion, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
I just want to stay in the sun where I find, I know it's hard sometimes.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Skyline studio for just another minute. And you think about this, we do this, got some great digs and excited about the new studios here at WGN. We are going to take the On the Road show on the road. And next week, we are going to be broadcasting live from China Lights at the Botanical Gardens up there in Milwaukee. And you got to stay tuned. Everybody who can get up there, I know that our signal gets up there. We certainly do have quite a few listeners from Wisconsin as well. So hopefully they'll get out there and check it out. And then also, we're going to be giving away 4 tickets to China Lights. It's going on, I think, till the 23rd of this month, plus an overnight stay as well. So you're going to have, we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a great time up there. Ashley, are you looking forward to coming up there with us?
Yes, I am. I'm excited for the panda lights.
Yeah. Well,
all the pandas.
It's pandemonium.
Pandemonium.
Right. So I'm all with these pandas are restrained. I know that they're, because pandas, you know, even though they're cute and cuddly, they're also formidable. They got sharp teeth. I think they're just lanterns. Hey, it should be great. ChinaLights.org. Get your tickets. Get up there and see us. And hopefully we'll see a bunch of listeners up there with us as well. So I think we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to send the news. We've got the beat on the road with Dane here, 720 WGN.